Chuck Woolery, Hollywood Left Projects Its Own Racism and Bigotry Onto Conservatives. By Robert Krajicek on May 7, 2019. Chuck Woolery, former and original host of Wheel of Fortune and Love Connection and host of the Blunt Force Truth podcast, told Breitbart News that Hollywood leftists project their racism and bigotry onto conservatives, offering his remarks in a Monday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. Woolery assessed the leftward political momentum of America's left, noting the Marxist axioms upon which left-wing ideology is predicated. "I've always been very careful to talk about communists and this sort of thing," said Woolery, "but lately I really don't feel like I need to. Because once you get into the Marxist ideology and you understand that that's where communism came from, you begin to connect the dots and realize that's really where we're going and where people like Bernie Sanders really want to take us. And it's not too extreme now to express those views, I don't think, in terms of where our politics and our culture is going. It's very communist-leaning and it's odd. Listen. If you go back to when Republicans had any kind of voice in Hollywood at all, you have to go to the 40s and early 50s. By the time the 60s rolled around, I got there kind of in the early 70s, it was over. I didn't know anyone in my business who was a well. I knew a few, but very few who were quote-unquote Republicans. And very few of those were conservatives, which I think people get mixed up all the time, Republican." Woolery noted the political self-censorship of conservatives in Hollywood given the town's informal blacklisting of dissidents, saying, "I learned very early on that I had to keep my opinions to myself or I wouldn't work. It was really that simple, and I knew that. Thank God, or I wouldn't have been able to have been as successful as I was. What can you say today and still keep your job?" asked Woolery. "They control the culture by controlling the language. That's one thing they've been able to do, and very cleverly and capably, and they continue to do it. The other thing is, Hollywood and the left have always been in love with each other. But when you're accusing conservatives of doing this and that, they misrepresent conservatives just like they misrepresent Trump every day on mainstream media. What you hear on the mainstream media is never the representation of who Trump really is, or what he's trying to do. They don't know who he is. They can't figure him out, so they paint him with this broad brush of being a bad guy. I don't really blame a lot of people who are on the left for believing what they believe," remarked Woolery. "I watch CNN every day. I watch MSNBC every day. I read part of the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Boston Globe. I read these papers and articles, and I think if this is all the information I ever had, I would believe exactly what they believe. If that's all I have at my fingertips, then that's all my mind is going to regurgitate, and that's what I'm going to believe. So until you read Breitbart, Gateway Pundit, Mark Levin, pay attention to people like that, listen to them. Hear them out and see their point of view, you will never ever come to middle ground, much less the right of it." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.